Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Radio Kerry, the IBI, and funded by Comisión na Mann with a television licence fee. For more info, check out ourstoprotect.ie.
And is there anything that was kind of unexpected?
The beaches. Yeah. I had no idea you had like real beaches.
With like real sand and, and everything.
And there was a lot of the reindeers.
We don't have sand beaches. We have like pebbles or big rocks. And the water is usually much colder. And sometimes we just swim in like the rivers between the fjords. So this is what people go to Spain for.
Today I'm speaking with young people who are participating in the Thriving with Nature programme. This is an Erasmus Plus funded knowledge exchange between young people from Caher Daniel and Lillestrøm in Norway. Garrett Hartveld is the Youth Work Development Manager for the Kerry Community Youth Service, also known as KCYS. He gives us an overview of what the project involves.
I'm Gareth Hartfels and I'm the Youth Work Development Manager for the Kerry Community Youth Service. So the project is called the Thriving with Nature programme and it's an Erasmus Plus funded programme and it's under the Youth Mobility call. So we have 12 young people from the Lillestrøm commune, which is, I suppose, our equivalent of a local county council just outside Oslo. In Norway, and then we have 12 young people then from Caher Daniel Youth Club. So they've, I suppose, been preparing for this for the last few months. So this week is the culmination of that preparation, where we have our guests from Norway been staying in Caher Daniel for the week and kind of looking at, I suppose, a programme which is a mixture of kind of fun activities to encourage them to get to know each other, but then kind of focusing on the environment and how that affects their mental health. So also, so let's say very informal stuff from just walking, let's say, the Kerry Way to more kind of formal led workshops where they did a seaweed walk. They did also learn about the different types of seaweed. And I suppose, let's say, like, you know, they would have done water sports, but it's very, like, you know, obviously it was in Derwent Bay, so just the environment around them and that. So kind of a mix of kind of structured kind of workshops plus then informal kind of activities then as well. Within the KCYS, we've been involved in a lot of Erasmus Plus programmes and one of our biggest fears sometimes would be the young people kind of don't mix and don't want to kind of make friends with this group. Thankfully, on our first day, which was kind of Sunday, they kind of start to make friends straight away, which is really good. I think they'll explain better themselves.
My name is Helen and I'm 18 years old and I'm from Lillestrøm, which is a small town right outside of Oslo.
My name is Dennis, I'm 14 years old. I'm from Lillestrøm, a city in Norway.
My name is Shruti, I'm 17 years old and I'm from Lillestrøm.
My name is Mohammed and I'm 16 and I am from Lillestrøm.
How did you hear about the program?
I've been active in this youth club in Norway for about 5 years or 4 years. So they have been working with Erasmus Plus for several years and they've been doing projects like these for several years. And we've been getting opportunities to go to, for example, Belgium, to visit the European Parliament. And there we learned more about the program and how we as teenagers and young children or young adults could benefit from the EU and from the European community.
What did you guys know about Ireland before this happened?
I knew that it was a lot of farmland, a lot of sheep and cows and a lot of
grass hills.
Yeah. And it kind of reminds me of the Shire from Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, it was like, I know it was like a lot of grass and like out in the land, like not in the city.
I kind of knew that Ireland was more on the countryside compared to Norway, which kind of has a bit more cities. And we're also from a really big city in Norway. But I kind of expected like the greens, the nature, the natural beauty.
And is it what you expected?
Yes. Yeah.
And is there anything that was kind of unexpected?
The beaches. Yeah. I had no idea you had like real beaches.
With like real sand and, and everything.
And there was a lot of the reindeers.
Yeah, with the red deer and the sika deer.
Yeah.
And what else do you think about the beaches? Are they similar to the ones in Norway?
Not at all. We don't have sand beaches. We have like pebbles or big rocks. And the water is usually much colder. And sometimes we just swim in like the rivers between the fjords. So this is what, like, this is what people go to Spain for, yeah. Like those tropical countries, to see these types of beaches.
And the scenery around with like the big mountains and grass hills, it was beautiful.
Yeah.
Amazing. Delighted you're enjoying it. And in terms of the activities, do you want to tell me a few of the activities that you've done today or during the week in terms of like the environments and the climate and things?
We got to experience the dark skies, where we were able to like look at the star and do stargazing with like really clear skies, which was really cool. And we got to learn about the constellations and the stars.
Established in 2013, the Kerry Dark Sky Reserve spans 700 square kilometres of pristine wilderness. As an international dark sky reserve, it is a testament to its dedication to preserving the purity of our night skies. By minimising light pollution and promoting responsible lighting practices, the reserve ensures that both stargazers and nocturnal wildlife can thrive in harmony.
As well as the same night, the sand was bioluminescent, so we were able to see the sand kind of like glow while we stepped on it, which was really cool.
Bioluminescence at the beach is a natural phenomenon caused by living organisms, including bacteria and fungi. Bioluminescent plankton found in some areas of the beach glow due to friction from water, waves and beach life.
And we did get able to eat seaweed and like learn about the history of seaweed and how it like got to the world.
And tell me a little bit about that.
It was like many seaweeds and like how they used it before and how they find out they can eat it.
I think we mostly learned about the diet part of it, and that they, because in the islands they weren't able to get much food, so they would, like the monks, they would use seaweed as the main part of their diet.
Back to the when we watched the stars, because in Norway we would have to drive like maybe 2 or 3 hours to be able to see the stars so clearly, but the lightning pollution here is basically nothing, so you can see it all over the town, and that is really cool.
And is Norway very industrialized?
Yeah, at least around Oslo and like the big cities. It's kind of all around the country, but it's also very like farmy at the parts that isn't as.
Our city especially is kind of built on the industry. There's a big river flowing through our city, which was used to transport logs, like big logs. So that's kind of where the small part of the city is called Sagelva, which means it just directly translates to like saw a river. And then we have like more companies. It's kind of like urbanized, I don't know if that's the correct word. So like more people are moving away from the countryside and into this city because it's so close to the capital city and there's more like opportunities here.
And you mentioned as well you've done some walks to the Kerry Way and things like that. So how did like the landscape there kind of compare to the landscape at home?
That was really different from Norway because we walked like between the grass and the sand. It was really like different because we always have roads and we don't really walk that far. We have public transport, but the scenery was beautiful. It was green, the flowers were there. We saw a sheep and we like got to experience a lot of like different stuff that you wouldn't see in the city. You would have to travel several hours into the like land to kind of find it.
Yeah, it was grass and farmland and forest and roads, and it was like all of it packed into one.
So am I right in saying so that like back home in Norway that everything is kind of like you kind of the rural area and the urban set areas are very separate, whereas
yeah.
Here it's kind of like you kind of you're outside of a town for 2 minutes and there's a farm kind
yeah.
of thing.
Yeah.
And in terms of agriculture in Norway, would you have much in terms of like farm animals and things like that?
We do have farms. There is one like right behind my house. But at the same time, they're not as used and we're not as dependent on them as we once used to be. I've noticed that here there are a lot of sheep and the farmland is kind of a main aspect of many people's life. But I don't think that's the same thing in Norway, especially not in cities. Even though there are several, I think the government are trying really hard to kind of protect and preserve that way of life. It's not that common or that attractive for people to choose for the newer generations.
Okay, very good. And how, I suppose, have you noticed how conservation happens here and how it would compare to what's the conservation like in Norway?
We do have, especially for fishermen, we have like some places where you can't fish because those fishes are like, you're not allowed to fish them. And as far as the farm animals, there are strict laws on how to treat them, raise them, and the slaughtering part as well.
And the same thing for hunting. We can't hunt the whole year round.
And in terms of like recycling and things like that, would that be very big?
Yeah.
Do you want to?
Yeah. We have like the recycling for water bottles, which I heard you just got like a year ago. We've had that for a really long time and it works really good. So it's a system where you just put the water bottles into like a machine and you get back some money for it. And we've heard that Ireland doesn't believe in trash cans, at least not around here, but we have trash cans everywhere.
We are really good to recycle food, and like food goes to one container and plastic and other stuff go to another container.
And like in different cities, we go further into like the land and not like away from the cities. You have to recycle or like separate like glass, metals, dry waste, paper, and then food, like four or five different bins that you have to like separate into.
In your households?
Yeah, in households.
Okay.
So every house has this system.
Yeah, we have like bright green bags that are only used for food. And so the garbage people come like once a week and they empty both of them and give you new covers if you need for that.
We have the green and the brown bins and stuff here, but not everybody is great for using them. And I know with our recycling, we have our general waste and our recycling. We also have a little brown bin for the food waste, but I don't think everybody uses that, to be honest.
I think in Norway, it's kind of like an unspoken rule that you kind of just have to do it. You're different if you don't do it.
Yeah. What are you most excited about showing the group from Cahar Daniel now when they come over?
The most thing I like is going to show like how the nature is in the winter, because it's going to be snow, and like show them what Norwegian people do in the winter, like skiing and sledging down hills and stuff like that.
And we can show them the shopping center we have in Strømmen. It's one of the biggest shopping centers we have in Norway, and we can show them how to skate and make snowman.
We can show them. It was a bit of culture shock for us to come here because it's so drastically different. So I hope that we can show them why it's so different from Lillestrøm, and how we have like big tall buildings and public transport everywhere, bus stops everywhere, and like people walking around the city, like shops 2 minutes away, and everything.
I also spoke to some of the young people from Cahar Daniel about their experience on the program.
I'm Jessica, I'm 16 and I'm from Castle Cove.
Fanon, I'm 16, I'm from Castle Cove.
I'm Teddy, I'm 14, I'm from Cahar Daniel.
How did you guys hear about the project first?
It was through the youth club. We were told by our parents and the leaders.
Did you guys know much about the Erasmus Plus or anything like that before it started?
No, personally I hadn't heard of it, and then it was only when they actually came and we were told that's where the program was, and that's the first I had heard of it anyway.
Excellent. And were you guys aware of any of the places that you were going to visit or anything during this break?
We kind of were planning bits of it before that it actually happened, and some of the things we planned happened.
Are you kind of outdoors people anyway?
Yeah, I suppose we kind of are where we live. You kind of have to be.
Yeah, like there's lovely scenery around where we live and lovely beaches, so we'd always be outside, yeah.
Yeah, I'd be outside in the summer.
It's always good to be outside and stuck inside, like, and especially when the sun's out, it's always good for you.
Yeah, the fresh air is definitely good for your mental health. We spoke about that a lot during the week, actually, just about getting out in the environment or joining clubs and stuff. Football, for example, you know, meeting new people, and it's good for your mental health.
Excellent, yourself.
And staying active keeps you happier.
I suppose in terms of, like, the amalgamation of two very different cultures, how was that?
I suppose it was kind of an eye-opener for us, because we definitely take the natural beauty around us for granted, you know, and the girls were speaking about how, you know, they have to drive hours just to see the stars kind of clearly, and for us, I mean, you look out nearly every night and you can see them, so it was definitely like a change and an eye-opener for me anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a very good experience to meet other people and show them around, like, in our culture and stuff.
Yeah.
And did it make you more appreciative of what you have around you?
Definitely, for me anyway. You know, it made me appreciate our beaches and stuff as well, because I don't spend too much time with them, but now I think I certainly will.
Excellent. And what about like the wildlife and things like that? Wildlife, yeah.
It's definitely interesting to hear they don't have any amount of farm animals they do in Norway as they have here, seeing how excited they were for sheep and cows, things we think are normal.
Excellent. And do you guys know anything about like Lillestrøm in Norway in general?
No, not really a clue about it.
And is there anything in particular you're looking forward to now when you're going over on the exchange?
I'm looking very forward to the skiing and all the snow.
And just seeing how different their culture is to ours and new experiences and stuff.
Because you'll be over in the winter, won't you?
Yes, in February.
And have any of you done any like winter sports or anything like that before?
Not really. We've done a bit of like, you know, snowboarding and stuff. I have anyway, but not really, no.
What has been your highlight of this experience so far?
Definitely getting to know the Norwegians and how they are.
Excellent. Was there anything that you were like taken aback by or?
There's cultural differences, but in personality, they're very similar to us.
Yeah, they seem like a really nice bunch.
Yeah.
What about yourself? What was that the highlight?
Yeah, probably just meeting new people and showing them around our culture and stuff and going down to Derrynane Beach.
Excellent.
Yeah, it's probably the same for me. I did enjoy showing them our culture and they were kind of amazed about how different it was as well. So we're looking forward to Norway now.
For more information on this and other projects, visit the Erasmus Plus website.
Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Radio Kerry, the IBI, and funded by Commission Na Mban with a television license fee. For more info, check out ourstoprotect.ie.